This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We heard yesterday that the IRS is going to eliminate more than 7,000 jobs. A lot of you guys seem to be pretty excited about that. Less IRS auditors, maybe less taxes being pulling out of our checks. No, that's not the case. From what we understand, the IRS is going to eliminate more than 7,000 jobs related to the processing of the paper tax returns by the year 2024 because so many more people are doing their taxes online. I'm actually thinking that's an underestimation by what we understand. They say this is going to reduce its workforce by more than 8%. Unfortunately, Covington, Kentucky, from what we're being told by the Washington Post, is going to probably be one of the hardest hits. Covington, Kentucky is, I guess, a small city of 40,000 right outside Cincinnati. Median household income is about $35,000 a year. 20% of the population doesn't have health care. 25% of the residents live in poverty. But one of their industries is processing tax returns filed by individuals and businesses on paper. Apparently, there's an IRS facility there that employs 1,800 employees, including 700 seasonal workers. And so they sort mail, they hunt for checks, etc. They send incorrectly completed Affordable Health Care Act forms back to taxpayers. They put the analog data into computers, etc. And so, unfortunately, something like this can be pretty devastating for them. They said, citing the growth of electronic tax return filing, the 84,000-person IRS agency will eliminate the jobs in what refers to as submission processing in Austin, Fresno, California, and Covington. By 2019, 1,800 of the 4,100 jobs in Cincinnati will be eliminated. Then by 2021, 3,000 jobs eliminated in Fresno. By 2024, 2,400 jobs will be eliminated in Austin. They say the IRS is going to consolidate submission processing work in Kansas City, Ogden, Utah, saving $266 million by 2029. Now, I need to apologize, okay? During the debate a while back between Trump and Clinton, they were going back and forth with Trump revealing his tax returns. And Trump said, I'm not going to reveal my tax return. I will reveal my tax return when you reveal the 33,000 emails that you erased or dumped or whatever. Okay, so there was some definite back and forth. And, you know, I had written on Facebook and Twitter, I think just Facebook, I really couldn't care less about Donald Trump or Hillary's tax returns. I really don't care. But I would rather we have a simpler tax code. I would rather our tax returns be simpler. I'd rather they spend that kind of time. And I have been very, very vocal about a very simple, flat tax where everybody pays the same percentage. So, and it worked in biblical times where, you know, everybody paid 10%. You know, if you didn't make a lot of money, you know, if you only made a dollar, then your 10% was only a dime. If you made, $10 million, then your 10% was $1 million. So, I think that, you know, graduated linear, flat tax, however you call it, would definitely save us money, save us time. It would shrink down the IRS. 84,000 people work for the, excuse me, my nose. I'm pulling the Trump. I apologize. I know Trump and I both need to get some Claritin. 84,000 people work for the IRS. Now, you know, here we are, and again, I still feel we should have a simpler tax plan. I think, you know, the Affordable Health Care Act really change, you know, mess things up. When I teach you guys about medical deductions, you know, I teach about all the different things that you could, you know, you have to save this receipt, you could write off this, you could write off this, write off this. To heck with all these deductions. Just whatever you make, you do a simple percentage, and that's it. It's a one-line thing, period. And everybody does the same, okay? If you make $100, you only pay $1 in taxes. No, that's $10. I'm sorry, $10. Sorry, like 10% or whatever it is. Let's say it's 6% income tax or 14% income tax. Okay, whatever. Simplify it, and then we don't have to be spending all this money on all these jobs, you know, that the IRS has. But then we stop and we forget, and this is something that I have to continually remind myself to do, that there are small towns, and there are, you know, these are people's jobs. You know, you and I could be working for the government. And I did. I worked for the government. I worked for the EPA. And that was when Clinton was in power. And I had been at UNLV. And the Environmental Protection Agency had a satellite office. And I had applied for a job there. And it was great. I was, I don't know if I was a GS. I don't know what I was. But I was low on the ranks. But I remember it was a better paying job than, you know, working at Jack in the Box. I think at Jack in the Box I was making $4.20 an hour or $4.10 an hour. When I worked for the EPA, I was making $6 an hour. $6 an hour was huge. Okay, this was in 1992 or 1993. Yeah, it had to have been because Clinton had won. So it was during the election, 1992. So it was a better paying job. You also got cost of living increase. I think I went from $6 an hour up to like $6.13 the next year. You know, and so, you know, it was a good job. And so, you know, when the government employs a lot of people, it may not be that simple to just say, okay, let's get rid of the IRS. Let's get rid of this. Let's get rid of this. But if we can't afford what we need to afford, like we're going to be talking about our veterans, 600,000 veterans may not be having health insurance next year. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. And we're spending money on stupid stuff. You know, I would almost rather those 84,000 employees. I mean, here's the thing. Let me take a step back. If everybody was paying their taxes like they were supposed to, okay, then those 84,000 employees would definitely be bringing in money to the government, okay, and then helping us pay less taxes. But from what I'm understanding, close to half of the country doesn't even pay taxes. So we have 84,000 people enforcing the half of us good guys that are paying taxes. If we could have those 84,000 people instead work in free clinics that could then offer free health care in city. Actually, let's have a third of that and use the rest of the money for the clinics. I think you and I would benefit a lot more. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis.
If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So what's going on with this headline? This has been reported by NBC News, where 600,000 veterans may go without health insurance next year. If 19 states, unless 19 states, quote unquote, stop holding out against expanding Medicaid. Now, when I saw that, I was like, why are our veterans dependent on Medicaid? Isn't there a VA program? They said, even with the Medicaid expansion, hundreds of thousands of vets are going to go without a way to pay for medical care. Now, this is a report by Urban Institute. According to NBC News, they are quote-unquote left-leaning, but 327,000 of those, they say, will go without health insurance live in 19 states. They're reporting that all of these 19 states have Republican governors that have not expanded Medicaid. Again, my question is why are veterans who are supposed to be taken care of through the VA system now forced to rely on an additional state-funded system like Medicaid? I don't get that. They say it finds more than 120,000 of these fall into the so-called, quote, Medicaid gap, where they are not poor enough to qualify for Medicaid, but they make too much money to qualify for federal subsidies to buy health insurance on the Obamacare exchanges. And by the way, all this talk is for them to get a piece of paper or a card. We're still not talking about them walking into a clinic and getting care. We're talking about them getting a card. You see, we're spending all this money so they get a piece of paper. They get that piece of paper, then they have to try to find a doctor that'll take that piece of paper. Or try to find a clinic that'll take them immediately. That's why this is so ludicrous to me. They say they don't all get or qualify for care by the Department of Veterans Affairs. They say some uninsured veterans may qualify for VA care, but not all take up the available coverage or meet the eligibility requirements, which are based on service-connected disability status, veteran discharge status, income, and other factors. Now, apparently this is down from 2014, where rather than 600,000, there were 700,000 veterans without health insurance. But apparently this is all on Medicaid, which means it's all on the states. They say if Medicaid expansion decisions do not change between now and 2017, we project that approximately 604,000 veterans will be uninsured in 2017 and that 54% will be living in states that have yet to expand Medicaid. They say even in states that have expanded Medicaid, 84,000 veterans will fall into the coverage gap. But there are many more states that still restrict who can get Medicaid. So they're trying to blame this on the Republicans. They're trying to blame this on the governors. But, I'm looking at a system that is so flawed. I don't give a damn if you're Democrat or Republican. Why are our veterans being stuck in the loop in some purgatory where they now have to turn around and try to get on Medicaid, which is also a very faulty healthcare system? So, they say a number of veterans in the assistance gap varies across elected states from a projected 8,000 in Virginia to more than 20,000 in Texas and Florida. They say the 2010 Affordable Care Act was designed to get health insurance to more people by creating online exchanges where people could buy health insurance and get federal subsidies to help pay for the premiums, which, by the way, is ridiculous. These premiums I don't really know what the answer is, but I think this is scary. According to the latest Census Bureau data, they said the percentage of U.S. population without health insurance has plummeted, they said, from 16% in 2010 to 9.1% last year. Health and Human Services Department estimates 20 million Americans gained health insurance coverage between 2010 and 2006. Now, this is something that has been very, very debatable, okay? I have never seen so many people say that they cannot afford to go to the doctor. Yet we continually are hearing reports that we have so many people covered and with health insurance. So then you're like, well, this is the proof. The proof will be in the pudding. The proof will be in, let's see how much more money is being spent in the healthcare system. All right, let's see if the healthcare system is seeing this huge influx of insured people. And they say no. They say health spending is down. They act like that's a good thing, but to me, that's a marker that people are not going to the doctor. Again, just because you are handed a Medicaid card, does that mean you are getting in that day for your bronchitis? Does that mean you are getting your cancer therapy? I mean, I think we are spending so much time and money, and when we really should have these standalone clinics there open and ready to give care. Even a telemedicine I'd go for. But to have these veterans run around going back and forth between the VA and the Medicaid office just to get a piece of paper that when they call the, you know, when they call a medical office and they go, sorry, we're not accepting any new patients or any new Medicaid patients for 3 months. What are we spending all this money on? You know, we're spending it so we have insurance. A federal subsidy helping pay for a $1,000 a month premium that shouldn't even be $1,000 a month by an insurance company. So that means you and I are paying for the federal government to take that $1,000 and spend maybe, I don't know, $500-$600 of it or $800 of it. Why are we even spending this money to begin with? What, for the person to get a card? I want that person to walk into a clinic and see a medical provider that day. That's what we should be spending our money on. So this is very, very frustrating. I mean, and you know, bless any of you that have served this country. And I, you know, I'm embarrassed that, you know, we can't provide, the services that you deserve. But, you know, for you to have to, you know, go on Medicaid and that does not even ensure, you know, you getting, what you need, I'm really sorry. It's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so what does our youth think about everything? Well, this is an interesting study. It was a small survey of about 1,200 millennials. And it looks like our millennials have some or very little confidence in a number of institutions, including banks, the criminal justice system, and the federal government. The results come from Ernst & Young and the Economic Innovations Group, the Millennial Economy. So they surveyed a bunch of millennials for this report, and they looked at how they felt about sports and military, you know, the confidence they had in colleges and universities, etc. And not a lot of confidence in news media. And it was very, very interesting that they are very skeptical of, A, the current establishment, but just skeptical in general. And so what would this mean? Well, you have to realize, if you're older and if you're not a millennial, that the generation after you, that the generation that's going to be taking care of you, is not thinking like you're thinking. Okay, I mean, when I was younger, I was told by my parents that I was going to be taking care of them because they had to take care of their grandparents, literally. We're not talking about figuratively with taxes. We're talking about literally. And so, you know, in the families in the older days, you just kept taking care of your parents. You just kept taking care of, you know, your, they would live with you. They would, I mean, it was different. Now everybody's, you know, scattered. Everybody's across the country. There's, you know, people are estranged. You just don't see the family unity that you do. But I was told that I was going to have to take care of my parents later, which is why if I could go to college and be the first one in my family to go to college and successfully graduate, do so. And I did, with that in mind, every day of my life, knowing I was going to have to help my family later, and I did. If the millennials don't think the way we do, and so my original thought was, okay, so, right, they know that they're going to be older one day, they know that they need to work, they know that they need to pay taxes, they need to put money into the economy. Millennials don't think like we do. Well, I thought, okay, well, we have to buy a house. We had to buy real estate. We had to build something. Okay, that's what I was thinking in the 90s when I was going to college. You know, I mean, don't rent because, you know, you're going to be just, you know, peeing money away. You need to actually have, you know, but millennials aren't doing that. They're not buying houses. Why? Because they're finding that the house market, the housing market's going to drop. You know, look at what the millennials have been facing. Right, they've been facing, you know, Congress, a crazy presidency, a crazy Washington administration. No matter what side of the aisle you're on, they're looking at this crazy election. They're looking at exorbitant prices. They looked at a huge recession that still never fixed itself and appears to be getting worse as more jobs are being lost with automation. And they're coming out of school not being able to find a job. No wonder they don't have faith. And many of them don't even have faith in religion. So they're not thinking like we do. So we can't expect them to be able to solve the problems that we think they're going to have like we did. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Guys, rebel up. We got a lot of work to do. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, you know, we all get knee pain and hip pain and back pain and starting to get colder outside, which I love. I love when it gets nice and crisp. I love it because it comes
to
the fall.
That's the woman in the desert.
Oh, I hate the desert, man. Well, Minnesota, is it cold over there, Tom?
We've had to close all the windows. The heat's about to come on.
By the way, Tom, while I got you, the Vikings got a new stadium, right?
They did.
It's gorgeous. And is it enclosed?
I have no idea. I avoid stadiums like the plague.
Because I got to tell you something, you know, I got to tell you, the Minnesota Vikings, and you know, I don't know how much of a fan you are, but I'm a fan of the Minnesota Vikings. They're not my team. The Cowboys are. But seeing Minnesotans out there in, what, 20-degree below weather, wind chill, et cetera, with icicles on their beards, if the new Viking Stadium protects them, you know, from the cold and is, I mean, well done, guys, because that's an amazing stadium. But I just think it's so cool that those Viking stadiums were full out in the cold in the open, and wowee.
Do you know how they funded it?
Mm-mm.
There was an extra cigarette tax put on cigarettes around here to help build the stadium. I'm actually personally kind of I have personal opinions about
yeah,
it, but
I do too.
The basic is I don't mind there being more taxes on cigarettes so long as they go towards things that help all people in the community. I don't smoke cigarettes anymore, but I know plenty of people that do in the bars, and none of them care for sports. So why
well, yeah,
are we...
Well, and, well, my problem is also is you're discriminated against one demographic of people.
Yep.
You know, the smokers always get taxed, and everybody seems to be okay with that. If you took a group of women or a group of men or a group of kids or an ethnicity and say, you guys pay an extra tax, that everybody's up would be in arms, but you're allowed to do that to smokers?
Well,
and mind you,
I would argue that just because smoking is an actual choice, whereas most of the things you labeled aren't.
Right,
and that would be the big thing. But, like, I don't know.
But if somebody's addicted to it. You know, it's like somebody, let's say, addicted to you know, narcotics, you know, a pain patient. Okay, anybody that gets a narcotic has to pay an additional tax.
Yep.
That could be against the ADA.
Throw it the other way and say, you know, let's tax women that use birth control because they obviously sleep around more, and we don't like that. And that's the same kind of mentality. And that's what I'd now if they said, okay, all women that have are on birth control because they're possibly sleeping around more or at least, you know, sexually active, well, we'll build more women's clinics with that tax money. Fine. You have taken a demographic and you have helped them with the taxation that you've done. Now to take smokers and say, well, smokers, you're gonna pay for this new stadium. Well, what if I don't like football? What if I don't?
Right.
What if I absolutely have no interest in it? Now you're using
taxation without representation.
Exactly.
That's a very good point. I mean, I love the fact that you guys have a new stadium. I love that it protects people.
It's huge.
But when you isolate one demographic of people who are addicted to nicotine, it doesn't leave the best taste in my mouth. That's very interesting. Thanks for enlightening us. Wow.
One more quick fact. You should check out John Oliver's thing on stadiums because of their effect on local economies. Just throwing that out there for people that want a little extra.
I know, because we may be building the Raiders stadium here if the Raiders come to Vegas.
Woo-hoo.
Which I'm for. I want the Raiders to come to Vegas. Well, all right. So as we're dealing with the cold, many of us in our arthritis, we're going to be hitting the ibuprofen. Well, a study has come out reminding us that ibuprofen can put us into heart failure, just like a lot of anti-inflammatories. They say patients who regularly take anti-inflammatories are up to 20% more likely to develop heart failure. Now, okay, some of you are like, wait a second, Dahlia, you've mentioned heart failure, you've also mentioned renal failure, you've mentioned ulcers with these medications, okay, and blood pressure. I've also mentioned that it can raise blood pressure, which is why I don't like to have people on chronic anti-inflammatories. So then your next question is, well then, Dr. Dahlia, what do we take? Okay, you know, if acetaminophen and Tylenol can hurt the liver, why do you think narcotic prescriptions have gone up? So here we have another study where where it was a study published in the British Medical Journal. It involved 10 million patients from the UK, Netherlands, Italy, and Germany. And those prescribed painkillers, known as the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, you have steroids that are anti-inflammatory, and then you have non-steroids. Ibuprofen, Motrin, Naproxen, Aleve, they are considered, those were brand and generic names, considered non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. They were 20% more likely on average to be admitted to a hospital later with heart failure. And ibuprofen increased the risk of heart failure by 18% if you take it on a regular basis. Diclofenac, 19%. Ketorolac increased it by 83%. And those who took anti-inflammatories daily for a year or more, the risk almost doubled compared to if they were not taking them at all. Now, so some of you are like, okay, hold the phone. So if I have arthritis and I have back pain and I have knee pain, And I'm not supposed to be taking narcotics. And I'm not supposed to be taking Tylenol. And I'm not supposed to be taking anything. If I'm in pain, I'm not going to move. If I'm not going to move, I'm going to gain weight. And isn't exercise good for the heart? Isn't exercise good for the joints? Yes, it is. When these studies come out, I mean, it's so easy as a medical provider, and I'm a doctor, an MD, it's very easy for me to say, okay, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. I don't like to do that. I never have. Because I know what you're thinking. I have a big psychology background. And so I know what your next question is. Well, then what the hell do I take? What the hell am I supposed to do? And I've told my medical students, I teach at Toro University in Nevada. I'm an assistant professor there. And I've told many media outlets that if you look at my prescribing pattern over the last 16 years, before I closed my practice to teach in the spring, you will notice in the last couple of years a very small uptick in the amount of narcotic prescriptions that I've written. And you would think that I would, of all people, been continually writing less and less and less. I don't write a lot. I only write 30 pills. I don't write a refill. But you will notice on purpose, and I am very open about it, that I went up a little bit with patients because I had patients where I'm like, okay, look, your kidneys are off. You know, this isn't right. And I will go to the kidney doctor, and I'm like, look, they're having a lot of arthritis pain, but I don't like their kidneys. They're like, no ibuprofen. They're done with that. And I'm like, well, then I'll have to give them a pain pill. Like, it's not going to hurt their kidneys. So all these people taking off Celebrex and Mobic, and remember Vioxx, we had to take Vioxx off the market, and I stopped writing Vioxx almost immediately because I saw blood pressures go up. Because an acetaminophen with codeine, the Tylenol didn't seem to help with their pain, but something with a little codeine or hydrocodone help their arthritis pain. Now, I don't like writing it. I still never wrote refills. I still never wrote more than 30 pills. But you'll notice just a very, very slight uptick. And I probably mirrored what a lot of other primary care doctors were doing. Because you can't have people on the anti-inflammatories if it's hurting their heart, hurting their kidneys, hurting their stomach lining. So, you know, saying, look, guys, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. Now, where we're going to make some headway is for those of you going, look, I got nothing better to do, so I'm going to go to the grocery store, and I'm going to pop and leave, or I'm going to pop a Motrin. Okay, so now you know you better think twice. But if you're not doing that for funsies, and you have headaches, you have back pain, you have hip pain, what the hell are you supposed to do? Well, one is natural type of treatments. Maybe you can try to do acupuncture. Try to do some physical therapy, maybe some massage, maybe some chiropractic, maybe some osteopathic manipulation. Massage, these kinds of things. If you have a bad knee, maybe get the knee fixed. Maybe you need the knee replaced. Maybe you need surgery. But, you know, this just reminds us that you guys trying to avoid the narcotics, and God bless you for doing that, will not be able to supplement instead and substitute with anti-inflammatories very long. You're only going to be able to take them once in a blue moon. So what do you do for the inflammation? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. We're living now until our 90s. Okay? I'm in my 40s and I'm having arthritis. So don't tell anybody. I'm trying to tell everybody I'm in my 20s. So just keep that on the down low. But, I mean, I have knee pain, hip pain. I was in Orlando and my hip, I'm fine in Vegas. But in Orlando, oh my gosh. Because of the arthritis. But I don't take ibuprofen yet, luckily. 1-877, Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, guys,
Come on, quit boogie woogieing. Okay, no time to boogie woogie. We got a lot to talk about. Stop the boogie woogieing. A lot to talk about. Thank you again for joining us on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, many times you guys hear in the news, you know, Doctors Without Borders did this, and you have this, you know, group go and, you know, provide medical care, et cetera. And it kind of seems very, very distant because many of you aren't around, you know, people that do it, but you hear it in the news, and you're like, good for them. And, you know, you're like, well, I want to help, but I mean, I'm so far away, and I obviously can't go down to Guatemala, and I can't whatever. Well, I do have a way where you could help a little bit if you can. Actually, it would help a lot by you just doing a little bit. Many of you guys know I'm an assistant professor at Toro, and I love teaching. And I teach the medical students, the doctors of osteopathic students, and I also teach the physician assistants. And, oh, my gosh, these are some of the best physician assistants I've ever seen. I've even hired some of them out of school. So amazing. Well, some of these students are actually going down to Guatemala. They have an international medical mission to Guatemala. And so I've been working with Kyle Gambrill and a bunch of them working on their Spanish, and many of them are already pretty damn good at it. And they are busting their butts beyond their studies to go down there to the villages outside of Guatemala City to, you know, teach people, to deliver health care, and they're going to do critical care, vaccinations, medicine, and really helping disadvantaged population in need. You guys don't realize how many groups want to do this type of work. You know, and so when you and I go, I don't have time, I can't do that, somebody else will do it, how do you think a group can do that? How do you think a group has the time? How do you think a group has the ability or the money to go? Well, this may give you some insight. There's actually a GoFundMe page that if you guys have any $10, $5, $20 you could do, please. I have it posted on my Twitter right now and on my Facebook where it'll help fund these PAs going down there to do some of that good work. And Guatemala ranks among the poorest countries in the world. And so, you know, anything you guys could do to help these people out, and obviously the money isn't going to somebody's, you know, luxury trip, okay? I mean, they are in these villages giving health care. So go to my Twitter page. It is the GoFundMe page called PAs Making a Difference. PAs Making a Difference. When you click on the link, and anything, I mean, $5, $10, whatever you guys could do, this is going directly to health care of underprivileged kids and adults. So whatever you could do, thank you. You know, I don't really like to continually do please, you know, when it comes to, you know, these cases. But, you know, when there's a case this important, you know, hell yeah, I'm going to bring it up. So anything you guys could do, please, that would be wonderful. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DA. Diabetes, not fun, especially if you're insulin dependent. There's been a lot of discussion. If you are a type 1 diabetic, do you have absolutely no insulin whatsoever? They've actually seen studies where you may actually still have some circulating insulin, but just not enough insulin. And with type 1 diabetes, if you don't make enough insulin, you could die because you have all this sugar floating around your system. And it's not, you know, it's in the bloodstream and it's not getting into the cells. Remember how I talked about diabetes? It's kind of like a waiting room and an office. So you got the waiting room, which is the mouth. You got the hallways, which are the bloodstream. And then you got the rooms of the office, you know, or the cells of the body. So our job is to get that sugar that's in that hallway, in that bloodstream, into the rooms, into the cells. And insulin is like the key. Insulin is what basically delivers that sugar into the cell. So, when somebody is insulin dependent, they need insulin. So they have to check their sugar, then they have to inject themselves with the insulin, because remember we talked about how they're trying to work on an oral insulin, and it's been very, very difficult because the stomach acid eats right through it, so they have to find a vessel that can transport it into the small intestine. So insulin all this time has been injectable. And it's pretty difficult for people to do. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to check their sugar, then based on the sugar, inject themselves with insulin, and they have to do it 4 or 5 times a day. Even more if they can. It hurts to keep sticking your finger. You know, now, insulin pumps have made the job easier, and now we have the MiniMed 670G, which the U.S. FDA has approved. And this is the first device to automatically deliver the correct dose of insulin to patients. And what this does is it checks your sugar every 5 minutes. Remember, your pancreas doesn't work 3-4 times a day. Your pancreas is continually shooting out insulin based on its sensors, which is why I think many of us give ourselves diabetes by only eating one or two meals a day and skipping breakfast and going many hours without. Okay, the pancreas doesn't like it. The pancreas kind of likes steady, you know, pretty methodical, pretty consistent, predictable eating. So this device will now allow type 1 diabetics more freedom. They don't have to consistently prick their fingers and constantly monitor, etc. Now, analysts at the FDA approved this device 6 months sooner than expected. Ah, they got their act together. But, unfortunately, it's not going to be available until the spring of 2017. Because once you get FDA approval, there's a lot of things you can't do from a marketing standpoint or from a development standpoint until the FDA approves it, and then you got to go into high gear. So the spring of 2017, we're looking at approximately 6 months. That makes sense. So the MiniMed 670G is the first device that allows a glucose sensor to communicate with an insulin pump that will automatically regulate your insulin flow. This is not going to be for young children yet. Right now, this is only approved if you're 14 years old and up. So the device measures glucose levels every 5 minutes. Every 5 minutes, automatically administers insulin as needed. You as a patient, if you are using this, will still need to tell the device if you need to up the insulin. Okay? And you need to notify the device if you're going to exercise. Because if you're going to exercise, you're going to lower your glucose level. So, I mean, remember, this is still a machine. It's still not your body. You know, usually a healthy pancreas, once it senses the exercise, it knows what to do. This is still a machine. They say about 1.25 million children and adults have type 1 diabetes. So when your pancreas produces little or no insulin, that is, you're not getting fed. Type 1 diabetics are usually very skinny. They also have a lot of other issues, unfortunately. Could go blind, bad kidneys, heart. So, you know, we want to make sure that we could mimic as close as possible, even though we may never be exact, nature when it comes to this. So this is some fantastic news. Now, right now, we do have insulin. Okay, so we have these insulin pumps where you have to many times manually adjust, you know. And what if you're dizzy? What if you're not, you know, what if you're having a bad day? This Medtronic device has this coin-sized sensor with a protruding needle that's under the skin, continually monitors the glucose levels, held in place with a sticky backing. It's not supposed to hurt. Then you got the insulin pump outside the abdomen, and that has tubes that lead to a catheter that delivers the insulin. So how much is it going to cost? $5,000 to $8,000. And you got the disposable sensors. That's another few thousand dollars. So that's not, yeah. So, yeah, but here's the thing. If we have eventually, you notice the only negative thing with this is, you know, you got to remember to tell it you're going to exercise. You can't start exercising going, oh crap, you know, I forgot to tell it. Eventually, they think within the next 5 years, we'll have something that's completely automatic where you don't even have to let them know you're going to a buffet and eating a big meal or you're about to exercise a lot. So that should be really, really good. We're going to be talking about this a little bit later this week. The pill, the birth control pill, may put you at higher risk for developing depression. And teenagers may be the most vulnerable. Now, we know that birth control pills cause mood changes, okay? But now, this new study looked at 1 million women, and they found even more evidence of a connection. Now, we may not see this in IUDs, intrauterine devices. That's kind of where they, you know, release either progesterone or their copper to prevent the sperm and egg fertilizing in the womb. But when you're taking hormones, it could possibly... Now, I don't know if it so much causes depression as much as if you're prone, it exacerbates it. And so they say women on hormonal birth control were 23% to 2 times more likely to start an antidepressant compared to... were they talking about the depression? I apologize. We're having an issue with this report. I apologize. Oh, women taking estrogen and progesterone, the duo, had an 80% higher risk of the depression. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Rebel. Will the government
protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.